Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So we were talking, and I mentioned a little bit earlier about this WhatsApp launching a chat lock for secret messages. Do people have so many secrets? I wish my conversations were that interesting that I'd have to hide them from somebody. Anyway, the question is multiple, because the first thing is, why is this a need? It clearly is, because WhatsApp is clearly responding to a need. And then, of course, will it be available here in South Africa? We wanted to chat to Hanno Lobuskagni, who is a senior journalist at My Broadband. Hanno, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. I am very well this morning.
So it's interesting, because as we go into this, as we move further or deeper into an online world where we're really told that nothing is a secret, if it's on your phone or if you've typed it somewhere, it's out there. Yet we still pull back and say, well, okay, we're going to have some ability to have secret messages now as well. What do you think this is about, this push and pull?
Well, it really is an interesting debate if you get into it, particularly if you look at the struggles that Meta has been facing with regards to its approach to end-to-end encryption. It's a company that really wants people, well, it says it really wants people to have the ultimate privacy in messaging, and Meta, as we know, is the parent company of WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram. And regulators really aren't happy about that, because they want some form of scrutiny or oversight over messaging. And in the name of, you know, clamping down on things like child sexual abuse material, we know Meta has a big problem with this. And its channels are very secure. So it's a difficult sort of balancing act you have to do to be able to protect the privacy of your users that aren't abusing the platform, while also, you know, acting against those people that are abusing the platform for the wrong reasons. But it is quite interesting. It's a very interesting philosophical debate to have. We have this obsession, and we are very protective about our privacy, but we are willing to put things out there that we shouldn't.
And of course, that's about education, not about technology. We always look to technology to solve our problems, but in fact, we should be looking at our own behavior. So the question is this going to ever be, is it going to be available in SA?
Yes, yeah, no, certainly. It's already available on my phone. I've already started just checking how it works. I've got like my Bell biometrics set up, so I don't have any reason to use the feature, but I'm sure there will be many people. People have already joked, you know, this will be the side chick feature. talking about that. But yes, it's already
side chick feature. That's just terrible. That is just terrible to call anything a side chick feature. Wow.
Yeah, no. I'm sure this is not the intention of Meta, and they, WhatsApp certainly has the intention to make this a valid feature that people can actually use. The promo video they launched with it showed sort of this guy just interacting with a loved one and sending a message to someone, and then someone takes the phone from him, and they pass it around in the family, and everybody takes photos and use the phone while it's unlocked. So I'm sure it's more intended to protect people in cases like that. But yeah, no, certainly. I think just as a base, WhatsApp is one of the best platforms to use, because it has end-to-end encryption, something that some of these other messaging services don't have. And it's sort of like been a feature that Meta has used to say, listen, we really care about privacy, but I wouldn't be too sure about using the other platforms and how your data is used on there. But certainly WhatsApp, one of the best platforms to use to ensure your messages can't be read by a third party in any instance. And this this locking feature is just another way in which they seem to want to enhance that and bring it to, well, advertise their privacy focus to their users.
What about the disappearing messages? I see a lot of people have those on.
Yes, yeah, no. Certainly, I think a lot of people Sprint a very useful feature in terms of keeping the you in terms of clamping down on not junk messaging, but just all the clutter in your inbox. I think a lot of people use it for that purpose. But also, WhatsApp sees itself competing with the likes of Snapchat, which basically has had this sort of disappearing messages feature forever, with images that are sent instantly and then, you know, they disappear off the phone. So certainly I think people want to send some, perhaps send some sensitive information. But in that regard, I really want to echo the, perhaps the advice of social media expert Emma Sadler in South Africa, who says, she's got that book, Don't Film Yourself Having Sex, sort of the idea that don't put anything out there on the internet that you don't want anybody else to see or willing to give to other people. So even with all these security mechanisms in place and, all these safety features and privacy features, there's always even perhaps the slimmest chance of some sort of leak. So people should really, really take care and perhaps, keep the most intimate things just in interpersonal interactions.
Yeah, where they should be. It is 8:27. Thank you for that. That's Hanno Lubis-Kahn. He's a senior journalist at My Broadband.